Bezras Hashem Yisbarich, today's daf is Mem Ches and Meseches Ksubis. It is the 970th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to pick up discussing whether the responsibility of the husband to give his wife mizonos and to redeem her, whether that is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. On yesterday's daf, we had learned halfway through Mem Zayin Amabez a very important brisa that's quoted as well later on in Ches and Nuntes, and that is that Mizonos is in the place of the Maisi Yodayim, which means that since a woman has her earnings go to the husband, Chazal were Mesakein that he has to give her Mizonos in place of that. The Gemara today is going to discuss that it could be that there are some opinions who hold that the chiyuv for a man to support his wife is a din d'oraisa and is not a din d'rabbanan of mizonos tachas ma'ase yadayim. On Memches Amud Aleph, we are going to discuss the meaning of the pasuk she'era ksusa v'oinasa lo yigra in Parshas Mishpatim, the responsibilities of a man to his husband. We'll take a look that the pasuk isn't really talking about a husband and wife in the general sense, but we will see how Chazal understand that pasuk. Each one of those words become very, very important words for our Masechta, and they represent a husband's wife to a husband's responsibility to his wife. Finally, on yesterday's af, we began to make reference to the responsibility for a husband to bury after 120 his wife, and that's how Memches Amud Aleph is going to conclude. Memches Amud Beis is going to begin with a new Mishnah, and that is the important halacha of Masar Av L'Shluchei Habal, and that is the halacha of when a woman is considered a Nesua. It's not necessarily when she enters the husband's house, but the moment that the father has passed her over, no pun intended, to the husband, so then in such a case, she is a nesua, and there are many halachos that our daf will discuss that relate to this girl. So let's, Bezer Hashem, pick up a very important daf, Memches. Let's pick up Mem Zayin Amabez, five lines from the bottom. Amar Rava, Hai Tana, there is a Tana who disagrees with the above Braisa that halfway through Mem Zayin Amabez had stated that the Mizonos are in the place of Maisa Yidayim. Hai Tana Savar, Mizonos Midoraisa. There's a Tana that holds that the Chiyuv of Mizonos is Doraisa. This Sanya, as we learned in a Braisa, before we begin the Braisa, let's of course, Rabbeim often emphasize this, particularly two fantastic Gedolei Torah. In the order I learned by them, Rav Shechter Shlita and Rav Nevin Sal Shlita emphasize that a knowledge of the psukim, the Chazal or Darshaning, is extremely, extremely important, even if it's not the knowledge that they have, but we always need to open up, especially when we're quantifying and qualifying halachos, to see what Chazal are referring to. So let's open up a pasuk. In Parashas Mishpatim, Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Tesen Yud. V'im livno yi'adena. In a case of where you have an Amma Avriya that is given over from the master to his son to marry her, K'mishpat ha'banos yasileh, he's supposed to treat her like all girls. Im acheres yikachlo, even if he takes another wife, the son, she'era ksusa v'aynasa lo yigra. He should not diminish the amount of she'era Ksus and O Nasa. I'm going to read here from a translation that already takes into account Chazal's understanding of the Pasuk, and that's fine because we're learning the Gemara now. So says the Pasuk, her sustenance, her clothing. So according to this understanding, She'era is her sustenance, Ksusa is her clothing, V'O Nasa, and her times of marital relations, lo yigra, he can't diminish just because he has another wife. Back into our Gemara. Disanya, we learned in a brisa, she'era, elu mizonos. That Chazal understands she'era as referring to mizonos, as we read in the translation that we just mentioned. V'cheinu oimer, and the pasuk also says, in Micha, this idea seems to indicate that she'er is food, v'asher achlu, She'er imi. Ami. Vasher achlu she'er ami. It's actually an awful pasuk. And this is speaking, Micha is speaking to the Baal Aveira of Klal Yisrael. People who, in the beginning of Perek Gimel, are described there, Micha, Sone Tov Ve'Ovei'ra, Vasher Ochlu She'er Ami, those who eat the flesh of my people, Ve'oram Me'em Le'em Efshitu. So the Pasuk describes She'er, the context of Ochlu, even though Al Pi Derech Pshat, you could read the Pasuk in a different way, but nevertheless, Chazal point out from that Pasuk, they understand that She'er is a reference to mizonos. Ksusa, in the Pasuk Yimishpadim, Kimashmo, the simple reading. Onasa, onasa lo yigra, zo ona amur betorah. This is the time that husband and wife have relations. V'cheinu oimer, and the Pasuk says in Bereishis Lamed Aleph, imtanez benosai. Chazal understand that there it refers to Tashmish. The simple reading of the Pshat is the Pasuk, again, is not that way. This time, Tosus is Ma'orit. In Tosus Dibar Maslum, Tanes Benosai, let us internalize what the Pasuk there is talking about. It's Lavan who says to Yankov Avinu, Im Tanes Benosai, if you torment my daughters, Vim Tikach Noshim Al Benosai, this is when they separate, Ein Ish Imanu, then there may be no man amongst us. That's an expression that our covenant is broken. In other words, Lavan wants, al pi pshuto shel mikra, his daughters to be protected, and that Yaakov shouldn't take any other wives, which Yaakov does not do, and that he shouldn't torment his daughters. Yaakov treated his wives well. Asks Tosos, but wait a second, here in our Gemara, Imtanes Benosai has the opposite connotation. Here, Imtanes Benosai, Chazal understanding Tanez Ona, but it's Lavan saying, I don't want you to torment my daughters. In fact, we're in Chodesh Nisan, Vayanunu refers to the Mitzriim tormenting us. Ask Tosis, let's see the Tosis inside. Vim Tomer, Adarab, Mehakar Masho Donasa, Lav Hainu Ona Shel Tashmish. Debiyuma, and now Tosis points out again, not the simple reading of the Gemara, of the Psukim, we don't work with the simple reading of the Psukim, many a time we have a tradition of Chazal. But in the tradition of Chazal, in Yuma, Ayin Zayin Amr Aleph, Mashma Im Tanes Benosai, Hanu Sheimone Mehen Tashmish. That it refers to actually holding back Tashmish. V'yeshlomar answers, Tos Tachiname Kamar Kro Onasal Yigra, Dover Shu Ki Inui Kishimona Mimenu Dahinu Tashmish. So Tosa says that Onasal Lo Yigra means not to hold back Tashmish. So there it's referred to as Ona, as pain, because he's holding back from the Tashmish, and therefore holding back from the wife, intimacy and closeness. Rabbi Lazar Oimer, She'ira Zu Ona, back into the Gemara. Rabbi Lazar disagrees and says, She'ira refers to Ona. V'cheinu Oimer, Ish Ish El Kol She'er Bisaro Lo Sikrivu, Legalos Erva, as the Pasuk refers to She'er as a Tashmish, in the Pasuk of Tashmish, even though there the simple reading is a blood relative. Ksuso kimashmo, onasa elu mizonos. And he understands ona as being mizonos. V'cheinu omer, v'yancho v'yari v'echa. The Pasuk that we had mentioned before, about Klal Yisrael being tortured, so there's a similar Pasuk in Dvarim Ches, and that is, they tortured you, v'yanucha. But there's also particular way, not only physically attacking you, but the fact that you didn't have food. So vayancho vayarivecha means a person not having food, and therefore the connotation of ona would be, actually, also Tosis's point, onasa lo yigra, don't hold back from the food, that there's a responsibility for the husband to give her food. The Gemara Tav Mem Ches Amid Aleph continues, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Amar She'er Ksusa, terms of the halacha and She'er Ksusa, lufim she'era, based on her age, tenk susa, that you should give her the type of clothing that's appropriate for her age. Shelo yitein la ella, lo yitein la, lo shel yalda la zikena, velo shel zikena li yalda, that you shouldn't give her the clothing that's appropriate for an old person to a young person, and vice versa. Also, continues Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and he darshins, ve onasa, when it says va'onasa, here he used the word ona like it's even used in modern Hebrew today, and that is appropriate to the season. Lefumo nasa tengsusa, give her clothing that's appropriate for that season. Shel yiten chadoshim b'yimos hachamim, you should not give her new clothing during the summer months. V'lo shchakim b'yimos hakshamim, and worn out clothing during the winter months. Rashi explains that new clothing are not good in the summer because new clothing are warmer than old clothing. So you wear old clothing during the summer months because that's cooler. The newer clothing you wear in the winter months because it warms a person up. Gemara continues, 600 tam mem chesam and alf tonu rev yesef she'ira zu kiruv basar. That she'ira refers to a closeness. Now actually here we're getting closer to the general understanding in Tanakh of she'ira, and she'ira means like a closeness. So it refers to a intimacy. Shelo yinag ba minig parsayim. But here it means an intimacy that's inappropriate, that the Persians used to do, shemishamshim mitosein bilvoshen, that they would have relations when they were still dressed. Sele the Ravuna, this is proof, Ravuna, dam Ravuna, oimer yevshi, ela ani bibigdi vihi bibigda, yotzi minosein ksuba. If he says that he doesn't want to relations except if they're remaining in their clothing, so then in such a case, then the husband is required to divorce his wife. He's not allowed to have such a relationship with her. He needs to be intimate and close to her. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, afilu anisha b'Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah had said that even the poorest person of Klal Yisrael is entitled in their kvura to two chalilin and one mikonenes. Chalil in Rashi on the Mishnah says is a type of hesped, and a konenes is someone who cries. The word kina, if I'm not mistaken, you'll correct me if I'm wrong, I'm learning with this with you from Eretz Yisrael, my English has gotten, my vocabulary has shrunk a little. I think it's a dirge, D-I-R-G-E. Either way, Rabbi Yehuda says that is a responsibility for that a husband has to his wife, and every Jew is entitled to that. Analyze the Gemara. Mechlal Tanakama Sover Hani Lo. Seems that Tanakama then would disagree and say there isn't a requirement for the husband to provide that in her kvura. Heichidami Idu Orcha. If this is the normal thing to have two chalilin and one mikonenes, my time in Tanakama Domer Lo. Why is Tanakama saying that? Vila Dilav Urche. My time to Rabbi Yehuda. And if it's not normal, so then what's Rabbi Yehuda's rationale? Lotzricha, kigon de orche di day, v'lav orche di da. Must be the machlokes from Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama is that it's normal for his family to have that and not her family. Tanakama savaki amrinan oyli imay veina yoredes imay. We do have a rule in general in terms of standard that if she marries into a family that's wealthier, then he has a responsibility to give her everything that everybody in his family is used to. But hani mili mechayim, that's only when she is alive. Aval achar misa lo, but after death that does not apply. Rabbi Yehuda sar afil achar misa. Rabbi Yehuda says that there is no difference even after misa. The same halacha applies. Rav Chizka mar ukva halacha Rabbi Yehuda. We follow like Rabbi Yehuda, and that is this concept of ole imoy veina yaredes imoy even applies after misa. Vam Rav Chizka mar ukva mishen ishtata. If someone goes crazy, Bezdin Yardilin Chasav. A man has gone crazy, so then Bezdin goes into his possessions, Vizanu Mufarnasin as Ishto, and they take out on their own the Nechasim to support his wife and his children. Ubanavu Bnosav. Vidavar Acher. They also support something else. Rashi tells us, don't worry about that Dover Acher. The Gemara will tell us what that is. Amale Ravina Le Rashi. Maishna Mehodisani Mishalchman Dinas Hayom. Vishtoi Tavas Mizoines. The halachi is, we're going to have later on Kuv Zayin, somebody who goes to a foreign country, and a woman wants her food. They only support the wife, and not the children. So why is it that over here we say that if he goes crazy, they support the children? There's a difference, is it not? Don't you understand that there's a difference between when he's gone to a foreign country that has one set of halachas, then he doesn't support the children. But if he's gone out of his mind, so then you do have to. The Gemara doesn't tell us what the difference is, so let's take a look at the Heliger Rashi. Rashi, about 11, 12 lines into the narrow Amem Chesam and Alpha, Loi Shani Lucha, Yoitzim min HaMakal Nadas, Hoi B'yodoi L'tzaveach Al Mezoimis, B'noi Bonov U'B'noi Savi Ishtoi. When he went out, so then he could have commanded in regards to the support for his children. And therefore he's saying, I don't want to support them. We're going to discuss later on in our Masechta that a husband, a father, doesn't have to support his children endlessly. When it comes to his wife, that there's a chiyuv to support her based on the tnai ksuba, then the nechasim are on lien for her support, and Bezin goes and takes it. But when it comes to the kids at a certain age, then he doesn't have to. But when he's gone crazy, in general, there's an assumption that a parent, even if his children are a little bit older than infants or very young, would still want to support their children. Our children take this really far, huh? They're still asking for allowance when they're way past the age of Chazal. Mistama, the parents are going to want. Okay, let's continue on the Gemara. My dover acher was the racher. Rav Chizda Omer ze tachshit. Rav Chizda says it means that he has to give her ornaments, basic jewelry. It doesn't say how many carats. Rav Yosef Omer tzedakah. Rav Yosef says that it's tzedakah. Hence, when he goes crazy, then he needs to provide her tachshit, as well as, and Bezin will take that from him, as well as tzedakah. Mandomer tachshit, the mandomer says tachshit kol shekein tzedakah. Certainly he would give tzedakah. Mandomer tzedakah, avol tachshit gavinon la, but tachshit you do give her. In other words, we had learned in the Brice of his halach l'mdinas hayom, so then you don't give davar acher. If he went crazy, you do. Now we're talking about a case where he went l'mdinas hayom. So halach is you don't give her davar acher. So what is davar acher that you don't give? So one man the Omer says that's tzedakah, the other man the Omer says that's a tachshit. If we're talking about tzedakah, so then only tzedakah he doesn't give. Aval tachshit yavinu la, but tachshit he would. Lo nichalei detinavel, he doesn't want her to become ugly, and he wants her to feel and look good. Amar Rav Chiya bar Rav and Amar Rav Huna. Mishalach l'mdina sayam u'meisu ishtad. If a man goes to a foreign country and his wife dies, bezin yardin l'chasav v'koivrin oisa l'fi kvoidoi, and they give her the appropriate burial that is appropriate for his family. Analyze the Gemara. What does it mean? Not according, only according to his standard? What happens if she has a higher standard? So says the Gemara, you're right. If she expects and is used to a higher standard, so then you would give it according to her standard. But what happens if she's used to a lower standard? So you have to do it even according to Kvodo. And therefore we learn this halacha, that any standard that the husband has, he raises the wife up to it, even if she's passed away, in regards to Kavura as well. The Gemara continues 7 lines from the bottom of Mechesam, and Aleph Amar of Masa. Ha'oimer in Mesa loy tikberua minichasav shoymin loy. If a man says at the time of his death, says Rav Masna, if I die and then my wife dies, so then my possessions should not be used for her kvura. In other words, don't pay for her kvura for my possessions. So here we have something striking. Shominlo, we listen to him. Asks the Gemara, Maishna, why is it that over here it's different? When the husband says, Beferish, then we listen to him. Why would we listen? Only in that case, when he says beferish that he doesn't want his nechasim to be used, ki amar denafli nichsei kameyasmi. Your rationale is that the nechasim, his possessions, fall to the yisomim, and the yisomim don't have to bury her. But if that's the logic, ki lo yamar nami nichsei kameyasmi ramim. Even if he doesn't say anything as well, the nechasim fall in front of the yisomim. So why is it that we learned in the Mishnah that he does need to bury her, unless it seemed that Rav Masna had said that he says beferish he doesn't want to bury her? Why should there be a difference? Ella says, Gemara, you're right. We totally misunderstood what Rav Masna said. Ha'imer imeis hu lo tikburu. The fellow says, don't bury me when I die, minachasiv. Ain't shomun lo. We don't listen to him. Lav kol imene, and the rationale is she yashir is banav v'yapil atzma letzibur. We don't accept that he makes his children rich, and then the chevra kedisha has got to foot the bill. No, we take the money from his nechasim. We begin a new mission on the bottom line. Mechesam adalf l'oylam hi bershus ha'av. In general, a girl is in the rishus of her father. Until she goes into the rishus of her husband. Rashi tells us that the halacha that we're discussing is in regards to truma, that a bas Yisrael does not eat truma if she's marrying a kohen until she goes into her father's rishus, her husband's rishus. The father is entitled to everything. The same thing would be vice versa as well, that if the father is a kohen and her husband's a Yisrael, so then she could eat truma until she goes into the husband's rishus. The rishus habal l'nesuin, says the Mishnah on top of Mem Chesam and Beis. And now we have a very important halacha, masara of l'shlucha habal. If the father passes her over to the shluchim of the husband, harehi b'rishus habal. So then she's already in the rishus habal. So if you will, Eliezer now takes Rivka, and as the emissary of Yitzchak, so now she's in Yitzchak's rishus. Halacha av im shulchei habal. What happens if the father keeps on walking with the shulchei habal? O shalchu shulchei av im shulchei habal, harei b'rishus ha'av. It needs to be a full Passover, and then she's in the rishus of the husband, but if the father is still there, or his emissaries are still there, so then she's still in the father's rishus. Mas shulchei av l'shulchei habal. If the shulchim of the father are given over to shulchei habal, harei b'rishus habal, she's already in the rishus habal. Asks the Gemara, if you'll notice, when we translate the Mishnah, the word la'olam was a little bit strange. My la'olam, we learned our Mishnah on the bottom, la'olam hi b'rishus av achati kanis rishus habal. What's the word la'olam coming to emphasize? La'fuki mi Mishnah rishonu. It's coming to exclude the first Mishnah in Perek Afalpi. In the fifth perek, we're going to learn the following halacha, and that halacha is referenced over here in the word l'olam. This noun we're going to learn in the beginning of the fifth perek, higiyazman v'lo nisom, ochlos mishalov ochlos bitruma. That if the time has come, when it comes to nisuin, in other words, when a woman gets married as an arusa, he says, traditionally they used to wait 12 months until nisuin. If those 12 months have come, so then in such a case, then she eats from the husband's truma. However, provided that the husband took her out of the father's rishus. So then, in such a case, then it's ochlos mishalo va'ochlos betruma. Kamash malon, our Mishnah is telling us, la'olam, that she's going to always be in the father's rishus. Even if the time of nesuin has come, and we don't accept the position of the Mishnah Rishonah in Perek Afalpi that says that when it comes to the 12 months, when they're up, automatically she eats from the husband's nechasim, and if the husband's a kohen, she eats truma. So we have a machloikis between Mishnah Mem Chesam et Aleph in Ksubis, with the Mishnah in the beginning of the fifth parak in Ksubis, Nun Zayin, which is referred to as the Mishnah Rishona. Our Mishnah that says until the woman is brought into the husband's Rishus, she does not eat Truma if the husband's a Kohen, is making reference to this Machloikis when it says La'olam, and it's coming to exclude what's learned in Parak Afalpi. Let's continue on in the Gemara. Mosar Av L'Shulchei Habal Harehi Birshus Habal. Omar Rav, we have a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel, that the moment that the father gives over to Shluchei Habal, she's in the Baal's Rishus. Rav says, Misi Russell, kol chutz mitruma. She is now in the husband's Rishus in regards to, says Rashi, to inherit her, that now the husband inherits her. He now is metame to her, even if he's a kohen when she passes away. And he's entitled to her maisi yadayim. And for all issues of Isha, says Rashi in Dibur Maskil Mesirasa, except for Truma. When it comes to Truma, she's not entirely in his Rishus. Why? Explains Rashi HaKadosh again, 10 lines into the narrow. The Taima Dida Mishum Simpon. When it comes to Truma, it's connected to the fear of Simpon. Simpon means that she has a mumin, she has blemishes that are ma'akev in marriage that are not obvious. And there are things that only become, the husband becomes aware of after he is with her in his house, together in the house. So therefore, truma, she cannot eat because of simpon. Rav Asi amar af le truma. Rav Asi says, even for truma, what about simpon? So Rashi explains in Dibar Maschil Rav Asi, let's see that Rashi inside. Kasavar hadam rabban arusa lo ta'ocha betruma. He holds that the reason why she's not even eating truma when she's in Arusa, in other words, Rav Asi holds that really she should be able to eat truma in her father's house. Mishum shemi yimzegula kos beveis avia, because we're afraid that she's going to pour for her brother and sister's stuff of truma. V'tishke lachel lachaseh. And he's not concerned to Simon really when it came to the right to eat truma from an arusa. But the reason why we don't allow an arusa is because Shema Yashkel Achel Vachoseha, and that doesn't apply once she's been given over to the Shluchei Abal. So Rav is emphasizing one entirely different chash, while Rav Asi is not concerned about that chash at all. Really, she was entitled to truma from the house, her father's house, when she became a arusa. Esve Rav Huna le Rav Asi. Rav Huna challenges Rav Asi. Am lo chiyah bar Rav le Rav Asi. Lo elam hi brishus ahavat shetikanes lechupa. Didn't we learn that the girl is in her father's rishus until chupa, which would sound like that she can't eat truma until she goes into chupa? Am lohu Rav lav amina lechu. Rav himself had said to Rav Huna, "Lav mina lechu, didn't I tell you, loitezel basar ipcha? Don't ask a question from a Mishnah that you could turn over and look at in two sides. Here too, yachal l'shenuyeh lechu. Rav Asi will be able to answer, misirasa zui knisasa lechupa, that when the father gives her over to Shulchei Abal, that's referring to her going into the chupa. In other words, the misiras habal is... the Mesira Libal is already enough, and Achete Kanis Lechopa should not be taken literally. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, in regards to the significance of the Mesiras Ha'av Libal Lirushasa, that the husband can now inherit her. Explains Rashi that even if she dies along the way, he already inherits the Nedunya. However, Rashi adds in the end of Dibar Maschil Shmuel, the point of our Gemara also is that in regards to Truman Afaris Nedareh, then she is not entirely in the husband's Rishus until she goes to the Chuppah. Rashi explains that there are technical reasons for this, that the rights of Truman Afaris Nedareh and Metzia are all due to the concept of Eva. And that is, it's not fair, I'm giving so much to her, says the husband, and I don't even get her Metzia when she finds a lost object. So that concern of Eva will only exist after she's mamish gone into the chuppah. Resh Lakish Amar Liksubas. Resh Lakish says that when our Mishnah says that she's in the Baal's Rishos, that's vis-a-vis the Ksuba. Asks the Gemara Ksubasa Mahi, what exactly are we referring to when we say the ksuba? Imesa Yarisla, if you're going to say that when she dies, he yarshins her, hainu de Shmuel, that's already Shmuel's shita. Amravina loymar ksubasa me acher monim. It's coming to teach us that if the husband now dies and she marries somebody else, the husband dies after he accepted her from the shluchei ha'av, so then in such a case, he drops dead right there on the road. So then in such a case, if she remarries, she's now considered an almana, says Rashi l'ksubasa. Rashi says, lo mar ksubasa me'achamana, l'shavi almana min anisuin, she's now considered almana from anisuin, shlo tiknu chacham el almana min akonsa achrikein. Whoever marries her afterwards will only give a mana, not masayim, that goes for a psula, even though we know for sure she's a psula. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, darmi tavari misirusa lechol aflatruma. Finally, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina hold that she's entirely in the rishus, even in regards to truma. If her husband's a kohen, she can now eat truma. Mesive, I'll ask you a kasho. Ola cho avim shluchei habal. If the husband, the Tosefta says that the husband sends messengers, and the father goes with them. Oh, shalchu shluchei av im shluchei abal, or two sets of messengers are going with each other. Oh, shalchu chotzer b'derech v'nichnesa imo lalin, or there was a place to stop along the way, and they stayed overnight together. Afal pishak subasa bebeiz baila, even though the ksuba Irksuba Rashi explains means her nedunya, the nechasim, that a nedunya means is an important term for us to learn. The nedunya is the nechasim, particularly metaltalin, that a woman brings into the marriage. For example, the father of the bride promises that he's going to give a table and beds, different metaltalin, and a certain amount of cash. Now, all of that is still sitting in her father's house. Mesa avia yarsha. If she dies, sitting in her husband's house, even if the metaltalin's already sitting in the husband's house, mesa, if she dies, avia yarsha, her father inherits her, and she's still not considered entirely into the husband's rishus. Masar l'shulcha abal, shemas shulchaav l'shulcha abal, o shayis l'chatzib derech v'nichasa imar l'shum nesuin, if she's already been handed over, or she goes into a hotel and they celebrate it as nesuin, aval bishuk subasa be'savia, even if the chairs and the cash and the table is it still in her father's house? Mesa bala yarsha. When she dies, the husband yarshins her. Bamedvar mamurim yirushasa. That only applies to yirusha. Avala truma. But when it comes to truma, so then in such a case, ein isha chas betruma ashetikanes lechupa. The only way she'll get the truma is if they actually go to the chupa. So what do we see? We see that the mesira serves as giving her over vis-a-vis Yerusha, but not for Truma and other things. So that is a kasha on the shita of Shmuel, who says, a raya for Shmuel, who says that she's not entirely in the husband's rishus in regards to Truma. This would be a kasha, say, on the shita of Ravasi. Says the Gemara, you're right. Tiyufta, dekulu, tiyufta. It's a kasha on all of the above opinions that disagree with Shmuel. In other words, the only thing that she is in the husband's rishus for is in regards to being Yoresher. Analyzes the Gemara, and this is very, very important in terms of the sugya of Nisuin, Hagufa Kasha, leaving aside when she's transferred over, who, in what way does the husband in his rishus, when our Mishnah said Harei hi b'rishus habal, so we concluded from the Braisa that means in regards to Yerusha, but there's something that's difficult in the Braisa in regards to whether she's in a suwa altogether. Amrit, you said nichnasa ima lalim, that in the case of she's not yet in his rishus, so then she just went with him to sleep in the hotel. Taima de lalim, that would seem like that's only because they went to stay in the hotel. Hastama, but if it wasn't just lalin, we would assume l'shem nisuin, that's already considered nisuin. Ema seifa, but what the seifa said, nichnasa ima l'shem nisuin, they went into the hotel l'shem nisuin. Hastama, but in general lalin, then we would consider it lalin. Amar Ravashi, stama, stama k'tani. Let's take a look at Rashi, last narrow line. Hadik tani nichnasa ima lalin, lo shepirsha lalin ani nichnast. V'lo l'shem nesuin. She didn't spell out, I'm going there only to sleep and not nesuin. V'hadik tani nichnas ima l'nesuin. Lo shepirsha l'nesuin ani nichnas. They didn't spell that out. Elazu avzu shenichnas astam. They just went in stam. The Tanu de Ka'amar, and the Tana is saying the following. Deheicha de chatzer shalah stam knisasa lo l'nesuin. If the chatzer belongs to her, then that's not l'nesuin. Hein el alolin. Veicha de chatzer shalah stam knisasa l'shem nesuin. But if the chatzer belongs to him, then it's considered for nesuin. So back into the Gemara. Amar Ravashi stam stam k'tani stam chatzer didal l'lin. Stam chatzer didal l'nesuin. If it's his chatzer, even if they don't spell it out, that's a suin. Presumably, even if they didn't have Birchos Sheva Brachos, it's still considered Nisuin as well. It continues, Tana, we learned, Masarav l'shulcha abal v'zinsa. If she's already been sent, given over to shulcha abal, she's mezaneh, harezo b'chenek. She is considered a Nisua, and she's punished by chenek, and not like an arusa that's punished by skila, as Rashi explains, six lines from the bottom. Mino ani mili, how do we know this halacha? Omer of Ami, Omer of Chama, Omer Kro, there's no space of via. Pratla, Shemasar, Avla, Shluche, Abab. The Pasuk says that an Aram Rasa gets skila when she does nus bebeis havia. What's the emphasis bebeis havia? That if she's given over b'shus habal, l'shluch habal, then in such a case, it's already chenek, like an Eishes Ishes and stuff. Ema Prashi Nichas El Chuppah V'lo Nivla. Maybe it's coming to exclude when she was already given over to the Chuppah, and here she hasn't been given over to the Chuppah. Amar Rava Amar Li Imi Chuppah Behed Yaksiva. Rava answers, here I actually read it incorrectly, probably it's Amar Rava Amar Li Ami, referring to Rav Ami. That Rav Ami taught me that when it says Mi Beis Aviya, it's not coming to tell you L'chuppah V'lo Nivala, but rather, chuppah has already been taught in the pasuk. L'chuppah behed yaksiva. That's already said explicitly in the pasuk. Kia naira besula marasal ish, naira velo belgeris, besula velo mu'ura, marasa velo nesua. My nesua, ilem nesua mamish hainu besula. If we're going to say that when it's, we darshin velo nesua, marasa velo nesua, so then, if we're talking about nesua mamish, so then that means she was with her husband, she's no longer a besula. It's saying when the pasuk says morasa velo nesua, it means that we're talking about specifically a morasa that and not someone who has gone to the chuppah. And therefore, since we already know that someone who's gone to the chuppah is already not in the parsha, so then it must be that the pasuk is coming to tell us liznos beis aviyah, that it's only Onesh of Skila if she is still in the Beis Aviyah, and that's not coming to preclude someone who's been given over to the Chuppah, because that we already learned for a different part of the Pasuk. Rather, it's coming to preclude Masar Av L'Shluchei Abal, hence the Halacha. Masar Av L'Shluchei Abal is that it changes the status of the woman, that if she's mezana, she's no longer considered a naira murasa, she's insa, and therefore she doesn't get skila, but rather she gives chenek. And according to the maskanas hagemara over here, in regards to being in the husband's rishus, that the Mishnah says on the top line of Memches Amebeis, that means that she is in the husband's rishus in regards to him being able to be Yorisher. And to review our Amud, Memches Amebeis, we had seen many other opinions of what the Mishnah means, and Masar Ha'av L'Shluchei Abal, that she's in the husband's Rishos, and we conclude our Daf, according to the opinion of Shmuel, that she's in the husband's Rishos, vis-a-vis Yerusha. On Memches Amed Aleph, we had learned the husband's requirement, according to Rava, to support his wife, Mina Torah, from the Psukim, Sheira Ksusa Veonasa. According to the opinion of Rava, Sheira means Mizonas, and Ksusa is clothing, Onasa is relations. We had other opinions from Amoroim and Tanoim of how to read the Pasuk. We also had on Memches Amid Aleph, the requirement of a husband to support his wife and children, and that there are different instances where Beis Din will take his money to support his wife. If he's gone crazy, so then in such a case, the Beis Din will support his wife, but not his children. If he's gone will support his wife and his children. If he's gone to Medina Sayyam, so then they will only support his wife and not his children. Also, if he's gone to Medina Sayyam, they will not support his tzedakah organizations, but according to some opinions, they will give his wife cosmetics and jewelry so that she does not become nivul for him. We also reviewed the halach in our Mishnah that when it comes to a wife passing away, the responsibility of the husband is to give her the burial, and it comes from his nechasim, and the level of burial, the quality, is what he would get from his own family, even if she, from her background, would not get such a burial. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Memches in Meseches Ksubis. The Bein Hazmanim has started, so I hope that later today to be zocha to learn with you as well a halacha from the daily daf. Now that I have more time on my hands, Baruch Hashem, we plowed through the Zman together, going further and further in Shas, and Be'ezer Hashem, I'm looking forward to continuing learning with you through Chodesh Nisan, through the Chodesh of Geula. Be'ezer Hashem, the Chodesh of Geula should also help us be mechazek ourselves in learning the Daf Yomi, to be zochet to be amongst those who are shone halachos b'chol yom. According to some opinions, shone halachos means shone mishnah, to learn mishnah. We definitely accomplished that in the Daf Yomi as well. I would add, just to throw in another word, that I would encourage everybody to do a Mishnah or two in itself every day, because Yediyas HaTorah, one of the most important ways to acquire them is actually through Mishnayos. Be'ez Hashem, this concludes Daf Memches in Maseches Ksubos.